still use more monitor of me and the monitor. It's all about me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. First song was a Jimmy song called Big T, and the second song was one of mine called Jonesy. These guys do a justice. I really appreciate that. Yeah, next one is a another one of Jimmy's called New Wine. Right. Thank you.
He figured out this part in the middle and goes, sounded familiar, and it's,
I don't want you coming around and wasting all my time.
So, give credit to the Cars, man.
It's emergency joke time. Sorry about the attempted decapitation there. This joke will finish you off. I thought of this the other day, and it's really probably about the worst that I've come up with, but the guy, it's an IQ test of sorts. The guy who wrote the song My Way went fishing with some buddies, and the boat started drifting aimlessly, so they tied a rope to him and threw him overboard. Paul Anker. No one either remembers the song or the composer. Sorry.
I went to a restaurant. It was so bad the other day. I said, how do you prepare your chickens? He said, we don't do much. We just tell them they're going to die. I'm trying to think of what Cranston might not have heard. We swap jokes, and he pretty much knows most of them.
Thank you.
about as heavy as a man in love could be. Cause my baby done told me she's just as crazy about me.
For us, and we debuted in the Jazz Fest yesterday. It's called Good Harbor. It's a very nice song.
Remember to sing without no pants on, no matter what.
Used to be a band in New Orleans called Late as Usual. I thought that was a great name for New Orleans band, anyway. Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, there's another band, Tom, you might remember this, called Free Beer.
They haven't made it to their first gig yet.
We shorted him a little tonight. Anyway, we have shorted you on your song.
Oh, all crazy. Well, they said they shortened me.
We could never do that to a man of your stature. It's called My Great Migration. You know what? First time he said it, I thought he was singing Migrating Nation, so I was glad to hear this right.
Thank you. Thank you.
favorite of Jimmy's songs. I don't know why he doesn't put it at the top of his list, because this is the top of mine. It's called 16.
song, another, getting around to Cranston again. Cranston and his brother David wrote this song called Who to Funk It, or just Funk It.
Ergonomically incorrect. I was going to mention this. John sort of tossed off Cranston and his brother Dave. My brother owns Snake and Jake's, if that is relevant to any of you. Right, usually when I mention that to someone, my brother owns Snake and Jake's, here's the reaction. Very few people are excited to remember that. Oh, no, he does not own the dungeon, but he's working on it.
But I will say that explains a lot.
Thank you.
We didn't get to do that at Jazz Fest. We had to cut two songs, and so we'd like to play it for you now if you were at Jazz Fest. You'll appreciate it. It's something different. And we didn't do Without No Pants On for that band, too. We try to be classy there. And this is another one of Cranston's, and his brother from Snake and Jake. He didn't write this, but he didn't help with it at all. And it was inspired by the great Smith Seagull. It's called Eagle Eye. Robinson. Cranston Clements, the composer of the last two songs.
John again.
Thank you so much, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you to my show on Wednesday night at the Deutsches Haus from 7 to 9:30. It'll be a free show. I've got a great trio with Ed Wise on bass and Matt Rodeo on mandolin and violin. We'll do a lot of original music. Thank you for letting me plug it here. If you got any questions, come see me. I'll shoot you the address, all right? Deutsches Haus. Yeah.
Also, we got some CDs up here from various releases from the members of the band, and it's pay whatever you want, comrades. We're on the socialist music distribution system. So, yeah, tip jar, take as many as you want. If you don't have any money, just take it. We're using it for coasters. Door stops.
Does anybody have a CD player?
There's one. Two, three. I don't have one in my car. I don't have one in the computer. I have a little add-on that I can see. You don't want to hear this, dude. It's that damn 8-track tape that ruined the music business.
Jimmy, actually forgot to mention, we do have a security cam on the pile of CDs. We're not going to, there's none of us being kept.